Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. Something new we've developed for you. We, by popular demand, maybe request, Perry is working on some learning guides, some PDF downloads that'll go with each one of our podcasts. And so, as usual, if you're interested in learning more about the five levels of leadership, our workshops, or even if you want to leave a comment to us or you have a question for us, or even if you just want to download the guides, please visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast and leave that information there, or you can download it from there. Well, today's topic is titled 10 Strategies for Becoming a World-Class Networker.
That's right.
I love it. Talk to us, Perry.
Yeah, so I was talking with a friend, actually, and his name's Jim, and Jim, he's a highly effective leader in my book. I get a lot of, he coaches me a bit, and he was in the middle of a job search, and he was interviewing with several companies. He presented himself to each company as a candidate, and he listened and asked questions about their strategy, and he looked for ways to add value to their organization, as you like to do in a job interview. Well, it sounds pretty normal at that point, but then where it got interesting, he said that he received, after getting this interest and some offers, he chose one of the offers, and you would think that would kind of be the end of it, but not for Jim, the world-class networker, because he knew what each company was trying to accomplish through his interview process. He took the time to build good relationships. He offered to connect several of the people he'd met from the different companies while he was interviewing to help them gain something they did not previously have. And I just said, he didn't just get a new job. He got a new strategy for helping his employer move faster, further faster. And I thought, who does this? But I thought, I used to do this. And that you really have to be intentional about how you connect with people, not just those in your where you work with, but everywhere you can network better.
Man, that is a great story. And I think we become complacent, right? You get into a rhythm of how you network or what that looks like. And you're right. Like, I'm sitting here listening to that story, and I'm going, I don't know that I would have done that. Like, who does that? But I think great networkers do that, and I think that just shows the power of having good relational skills, of networking. And then you think about this. You think about, for Jim, you think about what he did for the other people is a core basis of what we do around here, which is add value to people. And what's great about that, and this is probably not why he did it, and we all need to not necessarily do something like this for the wrong motive, but you think about those people that he connected and helped solve problems, and anytime he's going to be looking for a job, futuristically, his network will be so strong and willing to support, help him, maybe even hire him down the road. It's almost like he was producing for everybody involved from a level three standpoint, and he wasn't even necessarily hired by anybody. So that's a great story, and I love the fact that he added value to those people throughout that process.
Well, it's a great level two skill to just keep those relationships. And he, like you said, they benefited. He didn't necessarily benefit.
That's right.
You think
his
influence level is higher
or
lower
absolutely.
With all these people. So
absolutely.
I thought I was pretty good at connecting and networking, but what I'm being reminded of personally is that it requires a very intentional mindset, a set of skills. So I just kind of thought through this and 10 skills. There's probably more, but 10 that I've been practicing a little bit since this story with Jim. So let's just go through them, and we'll batter them back and forth and see if we can help our listeners there. But number one was you have to put yourself in a position to network. And everywhere you go for business or for personal, on the road or around your neighborhood, there's always opportunities to connect with other people, to network.
Yeah, and back to a comment I just made about being complacent. I don't know about you, but, you know, we travel a lot.
Yep.
We're in different settings, different hotels, different restaurants. And sometimes I just want to you know where I'm going, right? Like, as soon as I can get into my seat on the airplane, I put my headphones on. I'm like, did you say something to me? I couldn't hear you, right? And we got to be conscious of that, right? Because I think you're right that we got to put ourselves in those positions, and then we got to be willing to network with people if we truly want to think about adding value to them, whatever that might look like. And I think you talk about, I love this between connecting and networking because, you know, connecting is such a level two skill. It's a depth. And then you think about from a networking, it's more of a surface level connection with people, but it still is adding value to them on both sides of that. So I love the difference between how we're pulling out between connecting versus networking. A couple other thoughts when you were talking about that is I think I get lazy at times and I don't necessarily have the right question in my mind when I'm in networking environments, which is how can I help this person? Like if you're going into every situation, no matter what it is, whether you're sitting down at dinner, whether you're on a plane, hey, how could I add value to a certain person? How can I help them? If you have that mindset going in, then I think when you're in the position by putting yourself, you'll be a much better networker. So we're not going to spend 10 minutes on each one of these. It'd be way too long podcast for us. So we're going to kind of move through them quickly, but just a few thoughts there.
And you just covered number eight as the number one. So we'll get that in a minute. Number two, do your homework. If you have a planned meeting with someone, take some time to learn about them. If you're going to an event, learn about the organization. Figure out what they're trying to accomplish, what their purpose is. Just be ready by doing your homework. It helps to set you up to make a great first impression and to connect with people.
And there's so many resources at our fingertips to be able to do this, right? Yeah. So there's no reason for you not to do it. And when you do it, it allows you to be prepared to ask the right questions. And so I think that's spot on. Number three, initiate conversation with others. So it goes back to why you were laughing at me when I was talking about the airplane. You're like, that's not number one, Chris, that's number three. And then I answered number eight on the second half, number one. So I'm messing this whole thing up. But listen, if you don't start these conversations, they may never get started. So be the initiator and show interest in others.
Well, you were joking about you sit down in the seat, you put your headphones on, and you don't even plug it into anything. You just have your head so nobody will talk. No. I do like to meet people, and I'm a people person, as you are. So we sit down and I don't want to be the guy on the plane that's going to captivate you for the whole
time.
That's
right.
But I do have a strategy when I first sit down to be sure to speak. To initiate, because most people are very quiet today, and to start the conversation, hey, how are you? How's your day going? And are you going home? Or are you going to? And then something out of that will trigger a question that I can leverage.
Can work
and
on
then
them, yeah.
At the proper time, after the safety, you know, whatever, and then we put our headphones on. Unless we make connection and I get something, you know, go further, which leads to number four, which says ask good questions. Avoid that temptation to talk about myself. Then they'll ask, you know, hey, what do you do? Then I go into 15 minutes about me. And then, by the way, that's enough about me. What do you think about me?
Yeah.
That's really not a good strategy. So ask good questions and don't talk about yourself, which leads to my number five, which was, could you be a little more curious? Mm. If you say, well, I always talk about me, well, then don't. Be curious about them, their background, their mission, what adds value to them. I think you can really be curious.
Yeah, you and I talk about this frequently, about the difference between being passionate and being curious. And not enough of us leaders or people in general out there are curious about the increase in our competence through having conversations and learning and being able to help and add value to other people. Well, speaking of be curious, real quick, let me just stop us for a second on something that if you're curious about the health of your organization, the organizational health. I'm going to talk to you just quickly about an employee engagement and satisfaction indicator assessment that we have called the OES, the Organizational Effectiveness Survey. Now, this is an assessment that we've used for our large corporate clients for a long time, and I'm pretty excited because we just created a different version of it, a little bit more streamlined, a little simple version, and it measures four areas. It measures the leadership inside your organization, the people, the strategy, and the performance, and it breaks it out into those four buckets. If this is something that you're interested in, please visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/OES to learn a little bit more about that. Well, as we move on, here's number six for you. Listen with an intent to serve. Don't just listen for information and to build your competence, but what are ways that you can serve the individual, add value to the individual and the things that you're hearing in that conversation while you're networking with them?
That's really a differentiator to me is that, so we were taught listen, then we were taught listen with the intent to understand, not to respond. I think, well, what if I listen with the intent to actually, how can I serve you? What, how can I add value to what you do? And I that kind of lead to number seven, which is I'm looking for synergies. While I'm listening to you, is I'm looking for where do our worlds connect? Where is it what you do and what I do? How can they be synergistic? How can we come together on that? Which led me to number eight, which we covered a bit, but I did. You were right on, is that how can I, once I see the synergies, I'm listening, but how do I, number eight, add value to them?
Yeah.
Instead of looking for what someone can do for me, find a way to add value to them. I just find that that increases your level of influence with people by exponentially.
Yeah, I completely stole your thunder. Matter of fact, not just once, just throughout the whole podcast about adding value.
That's good.
But it's just something that here at the John Maxwell Company, you know this, right? We add value to those that add values to others. So it's just part of our common language, as we talk often about. Well, number nine, share contact information. So your LinkedIn, business cards, whatever it might be, so that, that you can easily access one another. And a couple of things I thought about here was, today, in today's age of social media, and there's so much free content out there and podcasts and blogs and different things, to where if you have their contact information, you can say, hey, man, it was great connecting with you on the flight the other day. We were talking about this, and I saw this article from Perry Holly, and why don't you go right here and take a look at this. I actually had an individual one time mail me a book, and he wrote a little handwritten note. Hey, it was great conversation on a book about X, Y, and Z. Ran across this book, and I thought it might add value to you. I was like, to your point earlier, who does that kind of stuff, right? So,
yeah, I met author Andy Andrews on a flight. I'm a big fan of his. I read all his stuff, and I just recognized his voice. He was across the aisle from me. And so I just introduced myself. Not going to miss this opportunity. Thanked him for his adding value to my life through his writing and speaking and podcasting and all that. And he, when I got off the plane, he was waiting for me, and he said, hey, let me give you a book. I thought, what? I'm an author. Why don't I carry books and give them? And now, what a great way he did just to say thank you for,
thank you
for connecting.
You. Yeah.
Number 10, our final one, it says, find a way to follow up. Mm. And a great example you were just giving about reaching back out
That's
to someone.
Right.
So you've got that contact information. Just a thank you note. I've gotten that many times. Just somebody through LinkedIn, great meeting you on the plane. Met a guy recently just sitting down. I'd come off a 20-hour flight from Southeast Asia. I was connecting for my final leg, and this guy, and I pretty much wanted to talk about what I'd been through that day. But I just did my normal, asking him how he was doing. He said, just came off a 20-hour flight from somewhere else. I went, wow, here I was thinking it was about me.
Yeah.
And I instantly asked him to tell me about that. 5 minutes later, we're exchanging business cards and find out that he aspires to be a professional speaker. He found out I was one, said, could you help me with that? I said, I'd love to help you with that. We made a connection over LinkedIn, and we've contacted several times by me sending him stuff and now him bringing me leads. How great is that?
That is
awesome. I thought, all because I took the time to get out of my own head, stop making it about me, find out about him, and make that connection, and then find a way to follow up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, as we wrap up, let me summarize the key points for today and maybe just encourage a thought or two and things that you're thinking about as we kind of go through these 10 simple points. As Perry said, there's probably many others. These are just some things that we live out and that we experience on a daily basis and thought we'd share them with you. So I talked just briefly about, you know, there's a difference between connecting versus networking. You know, connecting is know people more, whereas networking is knowing more people. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the in-depth versus kind of surface. I mean, think about this. Think about your number of connections in LinkedIn, right? And as it continues to grow, like all of us, there's people out there that are dealing with the same issues that you're dealing with or trying to learn the same things. And who can you be sharing that with? And I've heard you say this a ton. And you even mentioned it just now in this last flight, where it says, man, be interested, not interesting, right? Like back to the curious and a couple other ones that you brought out. Like if we focus on that, we will continue to improve our networking abilities and skills.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you all for joining. If you didn't get the 10, they are in the learning guides. Please download that at the website, johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also learn more about the 5 levels of leadership, maybe having a workshop at your location. You can also leave us a question or a comment. We love hearing from you there. We're grateful for you joining us. This is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.